Yeah, it isn't time yet.
For here at the park.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, I feel so firm with that. Right. Have you decided where we're going to get it or what kind?
Give me all the information. Discuss it out with her and say, well, how do we go about doing this?
Okay, I have no problem with that. You know, because we were talking about that since the last meeting with that couple with the two, when she brought it back in. Right. Right, it costs every time you do it. And all they do is go home and throw them away. So.
Can hear it.
Right. That's going to be great. I'm all for it. How's your wife doing now? Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
God almighty, when are they going to stop? I'm not saying nothing. I had my reading glasses for 6 years and they never got cleaned, and Drake looked through them and he said, I know why you can't see anything. You never clean them.
True. I had a boss when I worked at the bank. Every morning he cleaned his glasses. Every morning he'd take mine off and clean them for me.
That's nice.
He was a good boss. He was a good boss.
Yeah, I don't need him anymore, but my right eye is giving me trouble, so I don't know.
Can I do what?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my. Oh, sidebar.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Because I would have shared.
Thank you so much.
Got to be done.
Dan says the one she uses here, for some reason, it cuts out on the mics all the time.
Stay away from it.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. They sat down the Legion.
I agree.
Hey.
Barroom lawyers. And here's a problem.
Works as Easter Stars and Amaranth. Yeah. from the
10 o'clock. Let's roll. I'm going to miss.
No. He went to the ACC.
Am I correct?
Yes.
You are.
You're not sworn in.
I swore him in at the ACC meeting. Can you see that?
What?
I went to the...
Mm-hmm. She wants everything.
Mm-hmm. You're right. He was absent.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
Be calm, nice, and polite.
I'd just like to have something positive one time. And Marie.
How are we coming over there? Yeah, all the phones have to be turned on airplane mode, please. Are we ready? Can you hear us there?
Yep, we're shaking our head.
All right. Good morning. It's so nice to see so many show up today. Looks like a lot slept in. Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District Board of Trustees Special Meeting, May the 19th, 22, 10 a.m. I call this meeting to order. Becky, bow your heads, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we ask you to please give us all good thoughts and so forth for all of the things that are needed to carry out this meeting. And we ask you to help us make the right decisions. We also ask you to please be with all of the first responders, military, and all the different versions of military. Bring them all home and safely. And I ask all these things in your blessed name. Amen.
Amen. You would join me with the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have roll call?
Karen Allen.
Present.
Gary Vincent.
Present.
Joe Nocanero. Present. Mark Boda.
Present.
David Curtis.
Present.
Kathy Stone.
Present.
Becky Ernest.
Present.
Ursula Brunig.
Present.
That's it.
Thank you very much. Well, we came today to learn, and I am turning it over to Terry. Thank you very much.
This is all about the Kevin Place. Okay. Great. Any more? Why I'm here. Yeah. I have friends. So that she first took over. So I asked her if I could help her make this presentation for the talk. She agreed. I'm not trying to be in the best position to help her because I just have inspection of our case. That's why. In the meantime, let's get to this. If you turn your page, this, well, this is the end thing from the south side of the fall. So what happens is that the water runs from the CDF wall of this eyesight. Does everybody know what this is? The only wall on our side is there to bond. Bond is. So the water runs in that direction. Now from the south side, actually, where you see this kind of wall, that's the difference. There should be a pipe in there all the way to the pump. So, you can turn that page. While I was building this, you'll see there's two concrete pieces, which is the egg. That's the egg. And if you can tell, it's depressed. So I'm wondering, why is it depressed? I mean, there should be a big concrete thing in the white box. And there should be a there's no support. There should be support for that. Well, I went underneath of that concrete. And there is no pipe coming out of that air. Not coming in. And there is no support. So I kind of got concerned about that. That's not the way. Those of mud, shipping a pipe that runs through that tube, and then look up and run through the pipe. So I looked for the pipe. Now, I got a metal detector. Used it to see where I could go. Turned out, no take the pipe from the exit. But there is no pipe in the entrance to the wall. The water gets laid down and flows to the south end of the pond, where it's supposed to come into a pipe. So this is going to be. There's something to be done. So I had someone, he's going to talk about it. I had someone take pictures This is actually in the concrete of the inside. And there is no light. But we look around. That pipe had moved 2 feet from where it should be to the east side of the cone. You can see it. It's like the gray pipe and it's got red. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. But you see a yellow leaf in one of the pictures?
Right. Yep.
By that yellow leaf is a 4 by 7 inch hole in the pipe, which leads basically the water is not going in that pipe at the center and it's going up the door. It's going right out that hole, right at the concrete. So it's deteriorating. Pipe is deteriorating. As it turns out, we're losing back to back next to the fence next to the cone. Whenever it rains, it gets fall back to back and it's far back. And we define the pipe, define what was part of the asphalt, which stabilized. It was pushed over 2 feet also. So we're running into a situation here where the culvert is collapsed. And we can't hold this kind of thing up. We've got to fix it. And that's what we now, getting bids to repair. So, Karen was able to get a pick. I was able to get a pick. And Jones stepped up. And she contacted two contractors to get a bid. Now, one didn't submit a bid to that. So, out of these three bits, for the board's attention, and you can see it on your hand, to make a determination which bit is a quality and is financial-wise and time. Now, understand that when we ask for bids, we ask for a basic bid. That's take a pipe up, take a culvert out, bring the part all the way to the top, and replace it with the culvert and the pipe. That's it. And if you don't do that when you start getting bids, you're going to get bids that are all over. And you're going to have to find out what the heck are the bids for. Somebody wants to put a barrel. We didn't ask them. We just want the pipe removed. So that's where we are. So I'm going to go over if you want, or you want some representative of the whole people. Well, or in the meantime, if you want to
I got a question. Terry, the water runs into our pond.
Mike.
Microphone.
Yeah. The water runs into our pond up by the guardhouse, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. My question is, I'm kind of confused as to why when that water doesn't run down behind the wall behind by CVS and on through. I mean, there's a big drainage area in there, and I'm just curious as to why we're taking care of all that water and the city doesn't do anything.
Well, my question is, this part was built as part of this operation. I can't go back to anyone's setting.
I got you.
It should have run out of CVS.
Down there.
The retaining run by the retaining pond on the west side of the property. And the retaining pond right by the bottom.
Right.
They serve a double function. They're also a holding pond. And the holding pond that they allow water to be held in the retaining pond. And slowly flare up, which means they drop out. The more the surface free, they drop out. They drop out. So,
gotcha.
If you look, I mean, you have to look, the exit outlets for those ponds are about 4 feet higher than the inlet. So the water will sit there. It's doing that job, so we can try it. So maybe that's why it has to rain.
I got you. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hello, testing. Good?
Yep.
So, you had a question?
Patty Peck, 1014 Willow. What size pipe do we have now? Because your bids, two of them have the 24-inch and one only has 18-inch. And what is the length? So, you're looking to make the pipes larger if we go with these two other bids? Two of them
they're
say 24 inch.
Inch pipes.
Okay, so, but pipes. Two of them say 24 inch.
Two and of them?
Two of them, yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay, I called those contracts.
Okay.
The first one.
Mike.
What? Mike. The first one is Chris Penson, and he said there was a typographical error.
Okay.
Okay.
So that one should be
18-inch pipe.
Okay.
Okay. And the second one is the $50,000 one.
54.
Yeah. Okay. I asked him if he wanted to change it.
Put your mic up. I'm sorry.
We're having a hard.
They can't hear you.
The pipe, the cord only goes so long.
I can hear it up here.
Okay. I asked that contractor if he wanted to change his bid based on a 25 to a 18 inch pipe. He said no, just let it go. That's what
okay.
he said.
Okay.
I said, well, that's on you, man. Not okay. on me.
And there's different lengths. Some 280, between 250 and 290 feet in length. Why is there a difference in those? Do you know?
Only reason I can figure out is because you're either doing it by measuring tape, and it's a 280-foot pipe, or you're doing it by a walk-along measuring stick.
Okay.
And you just come up with different lengths, realizing you've got to go through the fence and those plants.
Okay.
Down the backside.
Because 40 feet was a big difference, so I was just wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you. You took all my questions. Thanks.
No more questions?
So, Terry, the current pipe in there is 18-inch?
Yes, Mark.
Anyone else? Okay.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Let me see if I understand this right. All the drainage from the CVS trench comes into our retaining pond. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
So we're going to replace the pipe from there all the way down the road?
We're only going to replace the pipe from Chiswick Place, right where the culvert is.
So is the pipe all right from Chiswick up to CVS?
There is no pipe from Chiswick to CVS. Mm-hmm. There is no pipe there.
There isn't any.
So it just runs through a...
Well, it's what we call a swale. It's a depressed area. The water collects and runs down the swale. Just like a ditch, except...
Okay. My question on these bids is we go from 30 to 45 to 55. They're bidding on different lengths of pipe and different sizes of pipe.
Okay. The first one I told you about, he said it was a mistake.
Right, that was a typo. So that's 18-inch. Okay.
The second one, I called him about that and told him, and he said he didn't care.
He said it didn't matter.
Yep. I'll be honest with you about that bid. It sounds to me like the bid is based on somebody who wants to make money, and if I get the job, okay, and if I don't get the job,
and
okay.
If I don't get the job, that's what I see, too. Yeah. I see the first bid and the third bid are probably the ones to go with. My opinion.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, whatever.
Thank you. All right.
We have a board member first.
Dave, going to speak on this. Around the roadway areas, are they going to support so that those culverts don't get crushed again?
Well, we're going to rerun the sidewalk as included on the bid.
So okay, but I mean, are we going to, on this picture, it doesn't show any support over the culvert. We're going to get that?
What we're going to do is get a new concrete.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Underneath the sidewalk in the road, we're going to get a support.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Patty Pack. Okay, so the first bid, it came in April, and it says you have 30 days. Will they still honor this?
Yes, I talked to them.
Okay. And if they have to go above the 250 feet, are they going to charge us extra?
No, ma'am.
So no matter what the length is, this will be the price?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not what it says. Okay.
Based on the fact that I talked to him about those issues directly. Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Chris. I live over on Joy Court, Chris Marcel. First of all, thank you for getting three bids. I am a commercial real estate broker by trade, so I like that. One question is the time frame, you know, that they say they can and cannot do, because I'm actually under construction myself and it's been taking a longer time. Apples to apples, and after today, I would go back and say, make sure that we have it. They're definitely doing. I, of course, would go back with the least expensive one, but do you also have any referrals or recommendations of people that they've used them and things like that?
I do have a recommendation, and when right, you
because
want
to again,
hear it.
We have three bids. We could go back and forth on all the three bids. The bottom line is we need X amount of feet. We need X amount of pipe. We need the sod.
Right.
So the one that's giving you the best price is just logical to use that one. And then I would go back and ask, what's the time frame? And I would probably, if it was me, I'd say, if you do it in this amount of time, you get this. If you don't do it in this amount of time, you get that.
The time frame I talked about to the contractors, and that was, that all depends on when.
Yes, I
other than that, the green thumb wasn't particularly interested in giving me any time frame. He just thought he ought to get it. The back when the 45,000, he just said he could do it as soon as he could do it. Now,
right, I would just get it in writing. That's just what I'm saying. The time I would put a beginning and ending with the bid.
I could do that.
You know what I mean? That's what I, whatever bid you decide, but I, of course, the least expensive to do with the best work and they have good recommendations. But I would put a beginning and ending time, and if they don't do it in that time frame, then it's less money. That's
money.
Well, yeah, it's to get something done in the time that they say they're going to do it. Are we going to go on for a year? How long is it going to go for them to do it?
Oh, I can see that they get a time frame, but I can't see if you do it. If you bust that time frame, you're going to get less money because they still got to do the same job, and it's based on
right. But if you find somebody that can do it in less time, it's less inconvenient.
Where's the gavel?
Yes, yeah.
So yeah. I would go back to a time frame. That's just
I can do that
for a time frame. It's just by my own experience of doing commercial real estate.
Thank you.
Whichever one this board picks, I'll go to that contractor and ask for a time frame.
Okay, I have a question. None of these people, I hope you know them, because nobody is furnishing references or a warranty or anything. They just gave us a price. And
I'm not sure I understand what you said.
As far as the time frame goes, that is construction. If an act of God happens like a hurricane, they can't work in a hurricane. So sometimes a project gets done early, sometimes a little longer. We cannot hold a construction company responsible for an act of God.
Exactly.
So I like to see everything done too, like this, but it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Trustee. Go first.
I went online and I looked at the Better Business Bureau and I looked for reviews on these, and I didn't find any complaints on any one of the three companies.
Net Reg is 409 Holiday. In first place, what's concerning is that these are not specific. They're all with the different size pipe and different length, and this is sod and everything. Can't you get three, like from the three, identical bids with the work they're going to do? Because this $6,000 for sod, you know, I mean, these are not competitive. They're not within the same category because they have different size pipes, different length. And also the fact, I don't believe anybody or the company, unless it's written in black and white in a contract, that if they need to supply more pipe, that it will be at no charge. Because what happened with the sidewalks of, oh, we got to make it 4 inches deep and it's going to cost you more money. We went to a lot with them when they had said, well, you need this extra additional build up. And some of the places were 2 inches, 4 inches, 6 inches. Unless it's written in black and white specifically what they're going to do and say, well, if you need longer pipe to complete the job, I wouldn't put anything into it that they're going to supply it free. That's not their business. They're in it to make money. And I think if you're going to be competitive, you have an identical job of what you need supplied, what the labor is, what they're providing, how long it will take, and when they will start, and when is a proposed finish.
Thank you.
I actually agree with her because the only thing that counts, it's what's written in those four corners. So they can come back later and say we had to do this, that, and the other and charge more. So we got to make sure if they have to do some extra work, it's included.
Okay, Bruce.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. Where is this pipe we're going to start doing this from?
You're going to start from the south side of the culvert. South side.
You mean up at CVS?
Not to CVS. There's no pipe between CVS
okay.
and the culvert.
I think my concern is if there's no pipe from CVS down to where we're going to start, it just doesn't ring right in my mind. And secondly, why can't we get the city of Palm Bay involved in this?
Cannot.
Why?
They don't give two craps about us.
I know they don't give two craps, but you know what? That water runoff
is coming not their property, Bruce.
That water runoff is coming from outside of the park. So you're telling me that it's kind of filtering down to where our pipe starts? That I don't understand. Wherever our pipe starts, so from wherever that pipe starts to up to CVS, there's no pipe?
No.
That doesn't make any sense in my book. I'm sorry.
You can't understand that.
But that's not our job to do that part.
Well, there's a swale or a small ditch that runs from CVS to that culvert from that side. I mean, that's what the engineers did.
Is this picture the culvert at CVS?
No, that's the culvert on the south side of the street.
Okay.
That's where the water enters.
I guess I still don't understand, so.
That's all right. Yeah. It's all
right. You have to go peek at it.
Mr. Addy.
Bobby Addy, Thousand Vista Court. Maybe I can just help clarify some of this. I've been in the civil engineering site work business for almost 50 years. First off, the pipe is on the south side of Cheswick coming in.
Mike.
Secondly, it's not piped down from CVS. Is it on?
Just talk into it.
Yeah. Okay. The pipe. There's no pipe from CVS down because what that would do is increase the flow at a higher rate because the water goes through the pipe quicker than it goes over a swale and would probably wind up increasing the height of your pond. And in a high rainstorm, a hurricane, or something that had 6 or 8 inches of rain would probably flood out your pond. So the swale between CVS and the south side of Cheswick is meant to slow down the water after it fills up the retention pond at CVS and flows over. It slows the water down, lets it flare out so it doesn't scar it, gets down to the head wall, then it goes into the pipe under Cheswick. And what's happened is corrugated metal pipe has about a 45 to 50 year lifespan. That's been in there since the park was built, which I think is about 50 years.
Yeah, it's a good 50.
Okay, so that pipe is due to be replaced. That was one of the problems they found with corrugated metal pipe. It has a certain lifespan and that's it. That's why we have a lot of repairs on the interstate highways. They were done with big corrugated metal culverts. They're all failing, they're being rebuilt.
Sir, excuse me, could you speak up a little bit?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So what's going on here is the pipe is failing. It's already failed on the north side of Cheswick. You see from the drawings, the undermining of the water coming. That water is coming out of our park. It's coming out of the roads. If you look at the roads pitching, they pitch out that gate, and they're originally meant to flow into the headwall on the south side of Cheswick. But now it's coming in on the north side. It's eroded. I have a feeling the hole in the pipe was a fix that was probably made, from looking at it, about 10 or 12 years ago. Somebody poked a hole in there to solve a problem, a Band-Aid, and now it's eroded that whole side. That hole lets the water come in. And what needs to happen basically is to replace the pipe and the head wall so the water doesn't keep going. Eventually, that driveway is going to collapse. You're going to be pulling a trailer in, and that left side, the north side, is just going to collapse under the weight of a unit coming in. So it's time to do it. As far as what would happen underneath it, one of these bids, I don't remember which one was, they're going to replace the hot top over the top of the pipe after they put the new pipe in with concrete, which was even better. And another thing that's on here, you might say, well, what's dewatering? There's a pond. Well, you got to keep water out of the trench. When you're laying the crushed stone and shaping it under the pipe to bed the pipe and support the pipe, if it's wet, it turns to mud and the pipe sinks all over the place. You get low spots in the pipe. It silts up later and gets plugged up.
That's right.
A quick review. I looked at these bids. My thought is Pinson, that's probably my go-to person right now, but he has a pretty responsible bid. The proposal from Green Landscaping, my thought on this is, Tommy mentioned he wants to make a bundle of money. The other thing is he's a landscaper. He's not a utility person, and I think he's a little afraid of the project. He's going to hire a sub to lay the pipe for him and put that in. So he's going to have to pay somebody else. And he doesn't know what's going to come up because he's not that familiar with it. That's why his price is higher. He wants to cover himself. The last bid, WP, I guess it is. That's another reasonable one. He's just, I think, a little bit more money. A comment was made earlier about, I think she was indicating a penalty clause if it's not done on time. I have a feeling that in this market, the way things are going in this country now, the prices and that, if I was a contractor and you said to me, look, if something comes up, something goes crazy, if you don't finish this in time, you're going to get less money. I would say to you, here's your job. Thank you for thinking about me. And I'd walk away from it. And I think that's what's going to happen. I haven't worked in this business for about 12 years now, so I'm not totally familiar with prices, especially here in Florida. My pricing was always in the New England area. I don't find these bids to be off. I don't think that they're crazy, except on the one from the landscaper. And I think he's just covering himself because he's going to have subs on the job. The length of pipe, the size of the pipe, it's an 18-inch corrugated metal now. I think they were meant, Pinson probably meant 18, but he's been called and said that it was okay. The landscaping guy said he didn't care because he knows he's got enough money in there to cover anything he wanted to do anyhow. And the other fellow, I think, already said that 280 linear feet. And that's what I think the length of the pipe is now. Yeah, you measured that. So it's 280 feet. Two of these are proposals. One of them is proposal, the landscaper. He's got it so you can sign it, send it back, and you've got a contract. He's also the highest guy, and he's also covered himself very well. The other two are proposals. So there's a few things before you actually sign a contract with them. You would clarify the size of the pipe, the actual linear footage, and a few of the other things. And you would tie it down a little tighter before you sign a contract. So then you wouldn't have a problem with it later. As far as a penalty clause, if you're going to do it, you do it now. This is your off season. Hurricanes don't start for another couple of months. And if either one of these other guys can't get it done before hurricane season, then they shouldn't even be bidding on it.
Bob, first one, the Pinson one, doesn't mention dewatering. And that sounded kind of, I didn't know what that meant, but since you explained it, it sounds kind of important. Do you think that he's got that planning on doing that? I mean, is that standard procedure?
He's going to do it. It's a. I don't think he's going to come in and do something sloppy. He's not going to. I believe he did the sidewalks. They look pretty good to me overall. I haven't gone around and looked at every single one of them. But anyhow.
Well, that would concern me because they're the ones that came back and asked for more money. They said they made a mistake on the first proposal.
That was very hard to do unless you had a whole full set of engineering plans. I don't know how you got the sidewalks done as well as you did. Because you can't go and do all of that kind of work unless you have linear footage, so many driveways, so many curb cuts, et cetera, et cetera. So I think overall, that's pretty good. As far as this price, I'm sorry, I've worked on other jobs. This to me would be noise. I would just give the guy a signed thing and say, here, go do it. Come back when it's all done. But that's only because of the projects that I worked on. And I see the park. I know people here don't want to spend a lot of money, but not spending some money on certain types of projects like drainage can cost the park a fortune later. Like this hole they punched in the pipe to let the water drain out on the north side of that driveway, that really cost a lot as far as now you really have a bigger project to solve what could have been done earlier by making a little catch basin culvert entrance into the pipe. But the pipe has lived its life. It's 50 years old. This HDPE pipe that's showing in here, that's got a life longer than 50 years. I'm sort of guessing at what he's saying because some of these descriptions of what type of pipe is this and that and so forth have changed a little bit over the years, even while I was working. But HDPE is high-density polyethylene. It's a thinner material. It's corrugated. Just about nothing affects it. You could almost put acid through it. These pipes, the PE at the end is a high-flow pipe. It has a liner in the pipe. It's like two pipes in one. It's a smooth pipe on the inside, and the corrugations are welded to it, plastic welded to it on the outside. So you get the strength of the corrugations, and you get the very fast flow going through the pipe. Just a little idea of how water flows over the land in a swale. There's this thing called a coefficient. It's the frictional coefficient that holds the water back. Over land, it's like 0.5. In a corrugated metal pipe, it's 0.35. So it flows a little faster through the pipe, but not really quick. You get to the HDPE pipe, you're getting down to 1.1 to 0.05. Concrete pipe is 0.15, 0.13. So each of these pipes, the water goes through them a little faster. So you're getting into, if you were to put concrete pipe in place of this corrugated, this HDPE, you'd probably need a 24-inch concrete to get the same amount of water through it as an 18-inch HDPE pipe. But the pipe is degraded, very badly degraded. I also looked at it coming into the retention pond. The thing that scares me more there than up by Cheswick is the fact there's a power pole right beside this pipe coming down to that pond, and there are anchors holding that power pole from tipping over.
Right.
Now, if that pipe degrades more on the inside before it's replaced, and it erodes under the pipe, softens up the anchors holding the pole, you get into a high windstorm, you could lose the pole, which I think powers the park. I'm not sure about that, but I think it does. So you could lose the power. I can only, from my estimation, from my viewing, what's out there, I would replace the pipe. that's all I can suggest with it.
What's the difference between Green Thumb's ADS pipe and Pinson's HDPE pipe? Which one's better? They both are mentioning 24-inch, but You explained the HDPE pipe well. What's ADS pipe?
ADS is just another brand of a corrugated pipe. There's five or six different manufacturers, major manufacturers. ADS is a company that makes the pipe, but also they design systems for around foundations and so forth. I think it's the American Drainage System or Advanced Drainage System is what the ADS stands for. We've used their pipe in the past. They make a mesh that goes against leaky foundations that you put in, and you run a pipe along the bottom of the mesh. If you've got cracked foundations, when you backfill, the water gets into this mesh, goes down the mesh into the pipe, keeps your cellar dry. So ADS is just another manufacturer.
So which one is the best?
Which one is the best? I'd say they're both workable.
They're both good.
Yeah. They're major players in the, I mean, there's every part of the country has a different pipe manufacturer as far as concrete pipe, and how to say one is better than the other. I couldn't say. Usually they don't last in the market very long if this stuff is not very good. ADS, if I've worked with it years ago, it's been in business probably 50 years. HDPE pipe we've used a lot also.
Yeah.
Now, is the HDPE pipe by Pinson the same as the HDPE / HP on the WP underground?
HP, I think, is for the high flow pipe, which is a liner, the smooth inside and the corrugated outside. I don't know why Pinson wouldn't use the same thing. I don't think there's too many applications for corrugated plastic HDPE pipe down here. Because of no frost regulations, pipes are very shallow. So I would think they'd want that extra strength of having the solid liner and the corrugations on the outside. If you've only got 1 to 2 feet of cover over the pipe, you would have to have that. If you put a straight corrugated plastic pipe in, you'd hardly be finished with the job before one of your trucks is going to run over it and cave it in. So I think they're both quoting the same pipe. If they're talking HDPE, I don't think too many of them even make the regular non-lined corrugated pipe anymore. I wouldn't think it's available down here. Because you need you need about 3 feet of cover over a straight corrugated pipe to spread the load out enough that you don't cave the top of it in. Any other questions?
Very well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time. Thanks. It's starting to slide, but.
Oh, no.
Great presentation.
Yeah, have a question behind Thank you, Bob.
Ooh.
Question for you.
Yes.
There's very nice man right up your alley.
Okay.
Come to the mic. Come to the mic.
Come to the mic.
Come to the mic.
Thank you.
Annette Regis, 409 Holiday Park. I think Mr. Day has the best idea. You were in your career a civil engineer. That said, the man has the knowledge and the experience, and you all need to listen to whatever he tells us because he's most authoritative on this situation right now that we need fixed, period.
Nice job.
Run up, Bruce. Be nice.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I want to thank you for an excellent presentation. I would also like to ask that you maybe kind of watch the project and supervise it. That would be something I would like to see you do. No, just you know, once in a while. To go back to the hole in the pipe. I got an idea who poked a hole in it. We had these roads done, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And Becky can attest to the fact that all the problems we ran into with the drainage, when they replaced the drainage systems in the center of the road, and it also raised a level in our pond at the guardhouse. That level used to be 2 or 3 feet lower. So when they changed the drainage system, something was done. I have no idea. And I wouldn't be surprised if they poked a hole in the pipe.
I would only have one other, all of this suggestion.
Just talk on the mic as close as you can.
I have one other suggestion on all of this. On the north side of Cheswick coming in, they build a drain structure, a catch basin, to let the water into the new pipe on that side of the street, because the drainage from the circle that's inside the park with the concrete trough that's in the road to run the water down, that will let it in without causing this problem. Again, it's not in the bid. It's not in any of them. And I just ask that maybe they, whoever you're going to go with, negotiate with that person to add a catch basin on that side of the street to get the water in.
You can check on that, couldn't you, Terry?
Bob, do you think that we ought to go back and renegotiate the two reasonable contracts, or do you think we've got enough information here to proceed?
I would just go back and ask a couple of the questions that have been raised. Ask each one to clarify their bid based on that. Let's get the length of the pipe consistent. One is 250, one's 280. We know it's 280. So have each one of them adjust their proposal, and if there's a dollar and cents to go with it, adjust it to the things we know, the 280 feet. My suggestion is you put what they call a flared end to let the water in on one end. It's a tapered slash piece of pipe that lets the water flow in rather than eroding around it. Head walls tend to sometimes erode. Mm-hmm. Especially with the soil that you have here with the sod on it.
That's enough. He's talking.
Pardon?
They were interrupting. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I would just clarify a few of the things. Send it back to, I think you're down to two bidders out of the three. I think the other one, to me, is a no bid. And I would add the catch basin. I would clarify the length of pipe. And I put a flared end on each end of the pipe, the outlet down by the pond and the inlet on the other side of Cheswick, and then ask them to clarify their bid into a more firm. It's just small change, actually.
On these catch basins, Bob, are they going to be, are they precast, pre-made?
I like the precast. HDPE makes a catch basin, but you need to pour a pad of concrete around the top, set the grade in the concrete, so forth. So if you're going to go that far, you might as well just set a precast. They have a rubber band on them, cast in them, stick the two ends of the pipe in. Less money.
Second question. Can this... on the north side, this catch basin be added after, or should we include it in the whole picture?
I'd get it in the picture, because if somebody, whoever you pick is doing the job and they're winding up that they're running shy and you want them to add it, what normally they would charge you if they put it in the bid up front at, I don't know, for round numbers, $2,000. Maybe they're going to charge you $2,500 or $3,000 if you want to do it as an add to the contract. It's always easier to get it up front,
right,
and have it listed out than to negotiate it later.
Okay. So you'll contact them, Terry, and get this. Okay. See what we can do with that. Okay. Anything else that we need to cover?
Missile.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I just, my thinking is, if you hire a landscaping company, they're going to sub it out to somebody else, because landscapers usually don't pour concrete.
Yeah, we just covered that already. He did.
I have a hard time hearing him, and I didn't want to keep saying.
Yeah, that was my thought. As far as Mr. Crabb, am I looking over this? It's going to be a little hard to see it from 1,600 miles away, because I'm heading back to snow country if I can get there. This heat kills me.
Okay.
Whoops. So I'm only approaching the WI contractor in Pinson, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
WP Underground.
WP. Is it WP?
Yes, WP Underground Utilities.
Any other questions that I can help
you? I've got his phone number. I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
Thank you again, Bobby. We made a little more understanding.
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay. It's not something that happened 20 years ago, right?
On that light bulb.
Yeah.
We tried 5 years ago to get the public to fix it. They wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I think we should try it.
They might be waiting for it to come down so they can get federal money to repair it.
That sounds familiar. Okay. Trustees, they have anything else? Terry? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
So my understanding is we're looking at two bids, Pinson Contractor Services and Underground Utilities. And we're going to go back and ask them about adding a catch basin on the north side and putting flared ends on each side of the pipe. And then we're going to clarify and make sure that we're talking the same distance and the same size pipe.
Yes.
Same type of pipe, too. Not only the same size, but the same type.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he said both pipes was good. So, whichever company. Okay, anything else from the trustees?
Terry, might you be involved in his absence to just oversee the project here and there when you feel there's a need?
I was hoping to be there every day.
Really? Okay. There is a 50% difference in the price between these two. So, that's quite a difference.
Well,
thanks for your involvement and staying involved in this, Terry.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Do we have any? Go.
We're good.
Okay. Anybody? Last chance.
Here we go. Come on.
Now, round foot, 214 Holiday Park. I think it's very important that we get this project and get it going now, because we have at least three mobile homes that are going to be coming in and it'll save the rest of the roads if we bring them in that gate instead of bringing them in Americana Gate. And we got, I think there's a total of 10 possible ones going to be coming in. So the more we get this project done, I think if we have any mobiles coming in now before the project gets done, we'll have to bring them in America Gate so they don't drop through the hole.
Yes.
I watched the other one come in. It was pretty tight getting in there. We had a good driver, so he knew what he was doing. But if somebody's not being careful, we could have a problem. And I imagine it would be our problem if they go through that road. It wouldn't be the driver's fault. That's all I got. And Terry and Bob Addy, thanks for doing the job you did. You did a great job.
I got a question for you.
What's that?
Time, train.
No, I don't. I got one on Holiday Park. Well, two on Holiday Park. They're going to be coming out, and one definitely will be going back in probably this summer. The other one, I'm not sure when they're going to get the other one in. Okay, thanks, Terry.
Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else, trustee? Okay, Terry, you're going to get this taken care of for us and bring it to our meeting on Monday night.
I don't know if they can get it back that fast, but
you can try. You're not out nothing trying.
Yeah.
Just. Wonderful. And then we can vote on it and get started. So. I appreciate that very much. Anybody else?
Should we set up another special meeting?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No.
Okay, never mind. Hey, it's got to be done.
Well, we can get the pension. We voted for the next trustee meeting.
That's next Monday, yeah. The trustees removed part. Nothing else. I call for an adjournment.
Second.
Been moved and second. We adjourn. Everybody in favor, raise your hand.
Who made the motion? Who made the motion?
I guess I did. Okay. I call for an adjournment.
All right. Sounds good to me.
He just said second. I didn't hear anybody else. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, sir, out there. I appreciate you. I appreciate it more than you know. Thank you. Thank you, Diane.
That's another half a day. You ain't going to get back.
Yeah.